Welcome to the Praying Wife Podcast. I am your host, Corrine Cash, and on this episode, we just want to go before the throne in prayer and ask God to cover our purpose. Dear Heavenly Father, I approach your throne of grace today, God, just first to give you praise and honor and to give you thanks. Thank you, God, not only for the gift of life, for health, for strength, and for the ability to see a new day, but Lord, I thank you and I give you praise just because you are God. You are the one true God, and it is in you that I put my hope, my faith, and my trust. Lord, I come before you today praying over the purpose that you have given me. God, when you created me, you did so with intentionality and with purpose. Your word says that you even know the number of hairs on my head. You said to the prophet Jeremiah about your people that you knew the plans that you had for them, plans to prosper them and not to harm them, plans to give them hope and a future. And because I know that you are the same God, the creator of heaven and earth, and you are my Adonai, I thank you because I know that you also know the plans you have for me. And those plans are good. They're for my future. And those plans, oh God, they're in your hands. And so God, I ask that you help me to understand that I was not created by accident. Before I was formed in my mother's womb, all-knowing God, you knew me and you saw me and you placed destiny and purpose upon my life. And because I know that you have a plan for me, Lord, it is my desire to do what you have created me to do, not leaning on my own strength or understanding, but trusting in you and acknowledging you in all my ways, knowing that you will direct my path. As I go through this journey of life, Lord, help me to see myself through your eyes, to remember how valuable and precious I am in your sight, to remember that I am worth more to you than a flock of sparrows and all the lilies in every field. Help me to fully understand the purpose and destiny that you've placed on my life. The things, God, that you've called me to do, the places you've called me to go, the words you've called me to say, the lives you have for me to impact, God, guide me in all my ways, Lord, that I may do what you have designed me to do. My life belongs to you fully, Lord, and there is nothing that matters more than doing your will while I am yet here on this earth. And so, God, I pray for strength to walk in the paths you've called me to. I pray for wisdom to know which direction I should take. Help me to know when to say yes and when to say no. Help me to know when it's time to leave and when it's time to stay. Help me to decipher between the opportunities that are right for me and those that are planted from the enemy. And with that, Lord, I pray that you will close any open door that leads to destruction and away from my destiny, and that you would open every closed door that leads to it. And when you do, Lord, give me the peace of knowing that you are always in control. Help me to have faith when you need me to move from a place of comfortability and step out into the deep. Dear Father, being confident that you hold me in the palm of your hands and you promise never to leave me or forsake me. And for that, God, I thank you. As a wife, help me to know my purpose in my marriage. Help me to not take the gift of marriage for granted, or my husband or my children for granted. Help me to know that there is destiny to be fulfilled right where I am and with whom I am with. Even when I don't understand, Lord, help me to see. Open my eyes, Lord, to see and to understand this truth. With my own personal goals and vision and my expectations, Lord, I pray that they will be aligned with your goals, with your vision, and with your expectation for my life. May I never reject your will for my own. May I never put my desires above yours, mighty God. May your will be done and your kingdom come in my life, in my heart, in my home, in my career, in everything I say and in everything that I do. I commit the plans I've made for this year, for this season of my life, even the plans on my to-do list today, Lord, I place them in your hands and I surrender to you. And I pray for joy, for joy, oh God, to fill my heart and lift my spirit in times when confusion tries to keep me down in feelings of despair and in going in circles. God, help me to remember that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I come against any feelings of complacency, and I rebuke every spirit and voice that tells me that I am not enough. Lord, your word says that I am yours. I am more than a conqueror. So I know, God, that I am more than enough. I pray against every spirit of fear that tries to keep me from moving forward and embracing my purpose. Lord, help me to remember that your word says that you have not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so I declare power, love, and a sound mind over my mind and my life in Jesus' name. I declare your word over my destiny that says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I thank you in advance for the strength and the purpose that will be fulfilled unhindered by any doubt or fear. Mighty God, I pray that I would cultivate a prayer life that is vibrant and consistent so that I may learn your ways, God, and hear from you. Help me to hear your voice so clearly that there is no doubt that it is your Holy Spirit. And when I hear from you, Lord, I declare that I will be obedient. I will not stray to the left or the right, but I will be diligent in doing the things you have spoken to me about in the quiet times. God, help me to silence the distractions and the sounds of the world. There are so many things pulling at me, God, from every direction. So many things trying to get our attention. So many things that keep us away from you and from hearing from you. But God, I pray right now, in this moment, that all those things would fade away until the only thing we hear, God, and the only thing that I hear is your voice. Thank you, God, for speaking to me. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who leads and who guides us into all truth. Help me, Holy Spirit, to know the way. God, and I pray for many of us who may still be in search of our purpose. For those of us who struggle with the question, why am I here? What do you have for me to do? How can I make you proud, God? Lord, I pray that you will hear our hearts today. Our desire is to please you. So I ask that those very questions will be answered today. God, answered in such an unmistakable and clear way that we know it is an answer from you. Help us to know our purpose. Help us to see our purpose. Help us to walk boldly, bravely, and confidently, God, in our purpose. And I ask that you cover me under the shadow of your wings, Lord. May no weapon formed against me or my purpose prosper. May I be the woman you have called me to be, the wife you have called me to be, the mother you have called me to be, the daughter, sister, aunt, cousin, friend, employee, employer, and child that you have called me to be, Lord. I want to make you proud. So I thank you in Jesus' name that your spirit would be at work in me today and every day. Thank you, God, for leading me into destiny, for walking me into my purpose, for teaching me lessons along the way, for strengthening my inner man, God. May this desire I have to find and fulfill my purpose be ever in my heart and my mind. And may you carry me through, God, so that one day, like Paul, I can say that I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. I love you, Lord. All these things I pray in Jesus' mighty name, my Savior and my Redeemer. Amen and amen. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If this prayer has been a blessing, please send us a message online. We would love to connect with you. If you visit us on the website, thepraingwife.com, I invite you to join in the community so that we can keep in touch and continue to pray for you and pray for one another. God bless you, and I will see you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Praying Wife podcast. I do pray that you were blessed. Please remember that you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are made in the image of God, and you are loved. We will see you again next time.